We are very grateful this morning to be here to lead our hearts in communion today. So as we start off the new year, we'd like to ask you a question. If a stranger came up to you and asked you, "Who is Jesus?" how would you respond? During these past 6 months, since we've been back from La Paz, and especially a couple months ago, I would have told you that Jesus is a quick prayer through communion, a fleeting thought, and a faint presence in my daily life. I've had a difficult time being present in the moment. While I was in Bolivia, all I wanted to do was be home. And when I was home, all I wanted to do was be in Bolivia. It's funny how it works that way. It's been very tough to be present here with my heart down in a country where I grew to love. I quickly realized that being back in the States, where I had everything and everyone, it was harder to focus on my need for God. To see my need for him, and honestly, I wasn't even sure if I wanted or needed him. There were distractions everywhere I went. The screens in the palm of my hands where I can zone out and not worry about missing La Paz, about what my future held, or about my feelings about being home. These distractions affected every aspect of my life, but most importantly, my relationships with my wife, my family and friends, and most importantly, with God. I was constantly discouraged and came to realize it was because my focus was on many things other than Jesus. I would have small glimpses of focus during communion or during my quiet times, but they'd quickly go away with the worries of the day, and simply because I was not focused and present in my walk with God.
Open your Bibles to Matthew 16. Starting in verse 13. Matthew 16, verse 13 says, "When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' 'But what about you?' he asked. 'Who do you say I am?' Simon Peter answered, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus replied, 'Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.'" The disciples knew what the people in the region were saying about Jesus. They heard the rumors and the whispers and the taunts. But it's one thing to know what other people are saying and believing and thinking, and it's another thing entirely to know this for yourself. So when Jesus turned the question and made it personal, Peter knew how to respond. And perhaps that was because he was more in touch with his feelings, or he was more attentive to Jesus' words and actions, or maybe Peter's spirit was so in tune with Jesus and his divine nature and will that Peter knew from the moment he met Jesus that this was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of what others are saying and thinking and doing or believing. And it's much harder to seek this truth and meaning for myself. The past 6 months, as Zach was saying, have been a whirlwind and a train wreck. They've been a disaster and a big ball of emotions as we've tried to navigate being back home. And who do I say Jesus is? I'm not even sure I can find him here in the busy chaos and distraction of life that I've been thrown back into since coming home. Amidst the chaos, the noise, the demand of work, my busy schedule, my car that gets me places way too quickly, the high-speed internet connection, the text messages, and the general hustle and bustle of life, how can anyone say or know who Jesus is?
For me, I just honestly wanted a reset button since coming back home. I wanted to go back to my first step off the plane or my first couple of days back in La Paz. I felt like a reset would give me freedom. Quickly, I realized that wouldn't give me freedom. I realized that all new beginnings are nice. They're refreshing, fresh outlooks, fresh thoughts. They are nothing without God. We need new beginnings, and I need to be focused on God. Matthew 6, 34, you don't have to turn there, but in the Message version, Matthew 6:34 says, "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. and don't get worked up by what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And also in Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. And so for me, a fresh start would be great, but without me being focused on God, it's nothing. So these scriptures really help me connect with God and for me to be really focused. And also leaning on and learning from my past and learning from my habit of being distracted and learning constantly every day with these scriptures will help me become more focused with God. And I just want to be able to live fully present every day. And so I can embrace each moment with the gifts that God is giving me, the gifts of grace, the gifts of mercy and love that he's given me in each moment.
I have had to relearn how to find Jesus in a land of plenty and rediscover what he looks like in clean clothes and masked behind material possessions. In La Paz, I could have told you who Jesus was and where he was and where he lived and what he looked like. In fact, about a year ago, I stood on this stage and exclaimed to you that I had seen him in the city streets of La Paz. But being back in the States has posed a series of challenges for me, namely, who is Jesus and who do I say he is? So this year, I'm going to find Jesus in Johns Creek, Georgia, in Roswell and in Alpharetta. I'm going to read my Bible and dive deeper into the character of God. My new beginning is beginning to see who Jesus is in the land of haves and wants and not in the land of need. Because I too want to exclaim as Peter did with confidence and assurance that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and more. And so my adventure and my new beginning for 2020 is to learn who Jesus is.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come to you humbly, God, just with our hearts soft. God, we just want to get to know you, God. We want to be focused on you, and I pray that you can help us in this distracting world, God, in this world that we have everything we need and want, God, that you can help us grow closer to you, that we can see your need for you, God, and how much we need you every single day. God, and I pray during this time of community, we can focus on the sacrifice, God, and the death and burial and resurrection, God, of Jesus. And we're just so grateful we have this time, but I pray we can do this every day and just be focused on you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.